1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul here is writing to the church at Corinth and sadly having to correct them on a lot of things because the church had a lot of spiritual issues. And one of the issues, as we see here in chapter 3, is that the church at Corinth was carnal. And it teaches us a huge lesson about our own Christian lives this morning here in chapter 3, verse 1. That's actually 2 Corinthians, wrong book. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" So, today we talk about carnal Christians. And hopefully we'll learn some things that will help us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. We believe in its power to change us. And pray the Holy Spirit will use it to do that now in each of our lives. That we'll listen and learn and respond. And the Lord's needs will be met today. We are thankful for your word and the privilege to assemble and open it together like we are right now. And we commit this service to you. Bless it, please, and pray in Christ's name. Amen. So we know that Paul was writing to Christians because he says brethren there in verse 1. He's not writing to the world. He's not writing to the unsaved. He's writing to born-again believers in Jesus Christ. He says, "And I, brethren..." So he's writing to the church at Corinth, to the people that are born again. And yes, it's possible that born again Christians cannot be what they're supposed to be. That's the real thing, isn't it? That's true for all of us. None of us are where we need to be. And God is still working on us and molding us and changing us. But God's will is that we mature. And that's what this passage is all about. It's these Christians, many of them, had not matured in their faith. But it's God's will that we mature, as it says in verse 1, that we become spiritual. He says, "I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual." What does he mean by spiritual? He means Christians that are being led and controlled by God's Spirit, who indwells every believer. That is his will, that we be spiritual Christians. If you go to Galatians 6:1, we'll see where God uses this word to describe Christians that are mature in their faith. Notice Galatians chapter 6, over in verse 1, the Bible says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." Ye which are spiritual, ye which are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. God wants us to be spiritual Christians. Go to Colossians now, chapter 1, verse 9, and we'll see this again. "But it is God's will that you be more spiritual than you were yesterday, than you were last week, last month, last year, that you grow, that you mature in your faith." Notice Colossians 1, 9. "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Paul says, "I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual." You're not growing like I want you to grow. You're not growing in the word. You're not growing in your faith. You're not allowing the Holy Spirit to make you more spiritual. And back to our passage, he says, "but as unto carnal." He's contrasting the two conditions of Christians. There are carnal Christians and there are spiritual Christians. Now, when you hear that word carnal, most people think that it's not what it is. The word means fleshly. What it means is Christians that are being led by the flesh rather than by the Spirit. And it's always one or the other. It's always we're being led by the flesh or we're being led by the Spirit. And the carnal is opposed to the spiritual. They do not get along. Look at Romans chapter 8, if you would, quickly. And you'll see this. And these are important verses I want you to see this morning, that when a Christian is carnal, he is not in a place where he can please God. Notice Romans 8 and verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Do you see that word enmity? Comes from the word enemy. And when we are carnal, we are not pleasing God. Notice verse 8 of the same passage. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So see here there how God equates being carnal with those that are in the flesh. Those that are being led by the flesh. Cannot please God. And then look at another one in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 if you would. So what God is saying is, Christians, when they're first saved, they're all carnal. As you're going to see, they're babies. But it's God's will that we grow from the point where we're listening to the flesh to the point that we're listening to the Spirit. He wants us to be spiritual. Notice 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The weapons that you have to fight the devil are not carnal weapons. You can't fight the devil with your fists, can you? You can only fight him with spiritual things, with prayer, with God's word. But if you're not spiritual, you don't have those weapons in your arsenal like you should. So God's will is that we be spiritual and not carnal. If you go back to our passage, he then says, even as unto babes. So now he's equating carnal with babes. We just had a baby dedication. Connor is sweet. He's a handsome little boy. But guess what? He doesn't know right from wrong at this point in his life, does he? He just doesn't. He doesn't know the difference. All he knows is I'm either hungry or I need my nappy changed, but he doesn't know right from wrong. He's a babe. How much discernment does he have? None. He's completely dependent on his parents, isn't he? And that's just the way we're born. That's the way God made us. We're born babes. And when we're born again, we're babes, aren't we? We're fresh. We're a brand new creature. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. We're brand new. We're just born. And we're babies in Christ. But God's will is that we grow up. Just like Connor's going to grow up. And if the Lord tarries, he's going to become a boy. And then he's going to become a young man. And that's God's will for us as Christians too, isn't it? That we grow up. Go, if you would, to Ephesians 4 and verse 14, where Paul commands us to grow up in our faith. Notice Ephesians 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more what? Children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That's God's will. That's a command. That we stop being children, spiritually speaking. And we grow up into mature adults. He told the Corinthians in chapter 14, be not children in understanding. 1 Corinthians 14:20. In other words, be an adult in your understanding. That is God's will for each of us, is that we no longer be a baby, but that we grow up. And then just to drive the point home, go back to our passage. Paul says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Well, that's something we can all relate to, isn't it? They're not going to feed Connor a steak. You just don't do that to babies. They drink milk. And when we're first born again, we can pretty much just handle the milk. You know, when somebody trusts Christ as Savior and you write some verses in the front of their Bible, you don't write down, okay, here's the verse I want you to learn and really work on this week. It's in Revelation. Or Ezekiel. No, we give them verses in John or verses in Romans, don't we? Why? Because some parts of the Bible are milk and some parts of the Bible are meat. And they can't handle the meat yet. They can only handle the milk. But Paul is saying, you guys have been saved a while. Some of these Christians have been saved for 4 or 5 years, he says, but all I can give you is milk because you're not growing up. You're not maturing in your faith. So I have to keep treating you like little babies. And that's not God's will. Go to Hebrews 5 and we'll see this. Verse 13. Where again, he contrasts the milk with the meat and babies versus adults. And God wants all of us to not be carnal, to not be a baby, but to grow up into a spiritual adult. Notice Hebrews 5:13. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is a what? A babe. There it is again. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So notice how he talks about discernment there. You see, a lot of people think, oh, well, because I go to church, or because I memorize so many verses, or because I pray for a half an hour every day, that makes me spiritual. Spirituality has nothing to do with do's and don'ts. It has to do with where you stand with your relationship with God. Are you being led by the Spirit of God? Are you daily bearing the fruit of love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance? Because you can go to church 10 times a week and you can memorize 100 scriptures, but if you're not bearing the fruit of the Spirit, then you're not spiritual. You're carnal. And carnality is ultimately selfishness, isn't it? You know, when a Christian decides that they want to live in sin, for example, ultimately that's all about selfishness, isn't it? What they're saying is, my quote-unquote happiness, what I want, what I believe is going to make me happy, is more important than what my Creator says is right and wrong. And yet God says, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. God says, you're not going to find true happiness living in sin, but because our decisions at that point are being made selfishly, carnally, the flesh is leading those decisions. What you're saying is, what I want, what makes me happy, is more important than what my God says. Even when something that we hear about all the time, say couples break up or whatever, what are they saying? My happiness is more important than what God says. And therefore, I'm going to do what makes me happy. So it always comes down to this, carnal versus spiritual. And he says there in verse 2 of our passage, hitherto you were not able to bear it. You can't handle the meat. But I wish you could. Now, we are commanded in the Bible to grow, are we not? 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're commanded to grow. We're commanded to keep growing. If we're not growing, then we are not mature and we are not spiritual. We're a babe or carnal. So back to our passage, look what he says, verse 3. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you, so what he's saying is, how do I know you're carnal? Because I can see it in your behavior. There's among you envying, strife, division. He says, I don't have to guess whether or not you're carnal. All I can do is just watch you envy one another, argue and fight with one another, be divided. And I can see the carnality. And that's just an example. I mean, the book of 1 Corinthians is all about their spiritual problems. They had immorality in the church. They wouldn't forgive one another. and instead they took each other to court. They didn't understand about marriage and divorce in chapter 7. They were abusing their Christian liberty in chapter 8. They were abusing their spiritual gifts in chapter 14. They were abusing the women in leadership. They were confused about the resurrection in chapter 15. That's just some examples. But ultimately he's saying, I'm looking at you, I'm seeing your behavior, and I can see that, verse 3, you are yet carnal. And look what he says at the end of verse, and walk as men. Well, aren't we supposed to walk as men? What he means here is we're walking like the natural man. If you're born again, you're a new man. You're a new creature. But he's saying that when you're carnal, you walk like the old man, the natural man. You act like him. Look at 1 Corinthians 2, just one chapter before. Look at verse 14. The natural man. Who's the natural man? That's the man that's not saved yet. That's the man that's still old and is dead and is going to go to hell. He says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are what? Look at those last two words. Spiritually discerned. So only spiritual people can discern the things of God. That's what he's saying in this verse. The things of the Spirit of God can only be discerned by the spiritual. But he says, you Corinthians are walking like the old man. You're listening to the old man. You're being led by the old man, the carnal man, the fleshly man. You need to be a spiritual man, led by God's Spirit. We're here to live for the Lord, amen, not for self. Jesus said, if any man follow me, Luke chapter 9, verse 23, let him, number one, deny himself. And take up his cross daily and follow me. Number one, deny himself. Who? That old man. Deny him. Stop listening to him. Ignore him. Crucify him. He's dead. Deny him. Deny himself. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, and we'll see this. I quoted verse 25 earlier, but I don't want you to see it. Galatians 5, verse 24, the Bible says, they that are Christ's, look what it says, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Then he goes on to say, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So they that are Christ, they that are born again, they that are new children, they that have the Spirit of God, they've crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. The old man, his affections, the old man, his lusts, he's crucified. But what he's saying here is we reckon it to be true. It already is true doctrinally, isn't it? It's done. It was done the day we got saved. The old man was crucified. That's not what this is saying. This is saying now that we have to reckon it to be so. Look at Romans 6, and I'll show you what I mean by this word reckon. In other words, it's doctrinally true. Now we need to, in our minds, make it true every day, practically, in our walk. Notice down in Romans chapter 6, down in verse 11, reckon ye also yourselves to be what? Dead. Reckon. Romans 6:11. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what a spiritual Christian does. He reckons the old man dead. A carnal Christian lives for the old man. Therefore, he's still a baby. He's not spiritually discerning like he should be. He doesn't know right from wrong like he should. Because he's allowing that old, dead, crucified man to lead what he does and what's important to him. The new man, the spiritual man, doesn't listen to him. He listens to God's Holy Spirit and allows God's Holy Spirit to lead his steps and decisions. It's a tough balance. It's a tough battle. But if someone told you being a Christian was easy, they lied to you. Because it's not. It's a battle all the time. But you know what? God has given us His preserved word to help us. Amen? God's given us His Holy Spirit to literally indwell and live in us until we go to heaven. That's pretty amazing. So the tools are there. But He also gave us a free will. And we get to decide. Am I going to use the Spirit of God to help me? Am I going to use God's Word to help me? Or am I going to listen to the old man and be a carnal Christian? Really, the choice is ours every day. Today I'm going to be a babe, or I'm going to be an adult, spiritually speaking. Today I'm going to be carnal, or I'm going to be spiritual. The choice is always ours. But God is always there. It doesn't say the fruit of the new man, does it? It says the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of God's Holy Spirit. As we yield to Him, that fruit is always going to flow through us. So God does not want us to be carnal Christians. He wants us to be spiritual Christians. He doesn't want us to be babies. He wants us to be discerning adults who have graduated from that bottle. They don't have to be bottle fed anymore. They actually can eat solid foods now. That's what God wants for all of us. Amen? Let's pray.